The Brookings City Council approves a second try at a federal build grant to fund the development of a third interstate interchange for Brookings. The feds turned down the project last year. City Manager Paul Brasino says it will require a $2 million commitment from the city. The county would kick in $2 million, and private sources would add at least $700,000. The feds would provide the bulk of the $23 million estimated cost of the interchange.
The project will include the 20th Street improvements from the proposed interchange to 22nd Avenue, as well as traffic lights. Staff was also verbally advised that the project is on the state's transportation long-range plan for maintenance, also known as the STIP. The project, if awarded, would be designed and engineered in 2021 and developed in 2022.
A number of Brookings residents spoke in favor of seeking the grant last night. Jay Bender, owner and president of Falcon Plastic, says it's vital for the future of Brookings and they need to keep trying.
We have to be consistent in telling them that we need this. If we kind of do it whenever we feel like we should or whenever we think that we have the money in our pocket to do it, they're going to take that as a message of, well, they kind of want this, but they don't really need it. It took T four times, 4 years of consistency before they got this. I don't think we should give up after 1 year.
Mayor Keith Corbett says this interchange will open a large area to growth.
I think it's very important people understand that this will open up access to 200 acres for economic development plus residential.
The council unanimously approved the commitment of up to $2 million.